The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Today we have the workers' thanksgiving in addition to the impartation service this morning. Can we give Jesus a big clap? To him be all the glory. Amen. Please be seated. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning. We are grateful to God for his blessings. It's a double barrel service this morning. It's the impartation service this morning. And of course, it's also our workers' thanksgiving to thank God for the opportunity to know him, to serve him, and an opportunity to work for him. To him alone be all the glory in Jesus' name. Destiny, discovery, and fulfillment, part 2. Destiny, discovery, and fulfillment. This will be the first in the series of preparatory teachings towards the brand new year that we are preparing for very, very soon. Just a few weeks or a few days to the end of this year. And the set of teachings we'll be having between now and the end of the year will be preparing us towards the new year 2025, positioning us for where God is taking us. To God alone be all the glory. Every child of God is a child of destiny. Every child of God is destined to be great. Every child of God is destined to be a wonder child. Psalm 71 and verse 7. I am as a living wonder because thou art my strong refuge. I am as a living wonder because you are my refuge. And somebody is here this morning. God is your refuge and you will become a wonder in the name of Jesus. Looking through the scriptures, you will see that every one of us is for destiny. In Romans chapter 8, verse 30, it says, Moreover, whom that he predestined, he called, and whom that he called, he justified, and whom that he justified, he glorified. So every child of God is destined to end up with glory. So why is it that a lot of people don't get to where they're supposed to get to? Why is it that many destinies are not in position? Things are not working well. Why is it that many's destiny are not going in accordance with God's plan? We're looking at that, and we trust God that the Lord will bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. In the first service, I gave us 5 things to note about destiny. Because of time, I will not be able to touch that because I have quite a lot to talk about also in this second service. Or let me just touch it. I will not explain. Because I've done that extensively in the first service. Things to note about destiny. A, is the matter of destiny is not something to play with. The matter of destiny is not something to play with. B, destiny is not supposed to be toyed with or gambled with. Your destiny is not something you toy with. You don't play with life. If it's not that, let me play with this life. If I don't do well, I will do well in my next life. No, you don't play with destiny. You don't gamble with it. You don't play kite with it. C, thing to note about destiny is that destiny discovery and pursuit leads to fulfillment. When you pursue your destiny as God has ordained it for you, in the line that God wants you to pursue, you enjoy fulfillment. D, is that the greatest tragedy of life is unfulfilled destiny. The greatest tragedy of life is an unfulfilled destiny. You know, let me tell you this. There are various options for destiny. Destiny can be delayed. Destiny can be killed. And destiny can die. Delay is when a destiny is not fulfilled on time. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you really with me this morning? Can I get a response? Destiny can be delayed. Destiny can be killed. When a destiny is killed, it means that the destiny did not fulfill its maximum that God wants you to fulfill before they cut it off. Either sickness cut it off, or one thing or the other cut it off, or poverty or whatever cut that destiny. The person could not achieve. And a destiny can die after it has fulfilled its purpose on earth. And then the person goes to rest. So there are different phases that a destiny can go through. I pray for you, your destiny will not be killed. E, thing to note about destiny is that destiny must not be wasted but invested. I spoke extensively about that. You shouldn't waste your destiny on womanizing, alcoholism, smoking, betting, and all these kind of things. Praise the Lord. F, things to note about destiny for this second service. The devil is always in search of destiny of men to devoid. The devil is always in search of the destiny of men to devoid. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom to devour. Devil is always searching for destiny. Your destiny will not be available for the devil. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. The work of the devil is to be searching. John chapter 10 verse 10. The enemy coming. The devil coming but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Devil has no other work. He's searching. Who is careless with destiny? Who is careless with 2024 and wants to also be careless with 2025? Who doesn't care that I can just trample on the destiny, just march on it like this? He doesn't care. She doesn't really give a damn about destiny. In fact, she doesn't even know what is called destiny. That will never be you. I said that will never be you. G, thing to note about destiny is that destiny, you know this one, when God gave me this one, destiny must be monitored. This is because destiny can be delayed or it can be killed if it's not well monitored. Destiny must be monitored. You must monitor it. Many people monitor their phone. Many people monitor their clothes. Many monitor their wristwatch. Many monitor their laptop. Many monitor their TV. Many monitor the meat pie that's on their table, but very few monitor their destiny. Many monitor many things, but matter of destiny, which one is destiny? Destiny, I don't know. That will never be you in Jesus' name. I said that will never be you in Jesus' name. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Things to note about destiny. H is that if mistakes can be avoided or corrected on time, destiny will be preserved. If mistakes can, you can avoid making stupid mistakes through wisdom that God has given you, or you correct the mistake on time, you can fulfill your destiny. Let me tell you, one of the signs of foolishness is to be making the same mistakes all the time. One of the signs that a person is not growing is that you are making the same mistakes month in, month out, month in, month out. You are not growing. Destiny can be preserved if mistakes can be avoided or corrected on time. If I stop here, I've preached already. If I don't preach, I just say, let's stand up and thank God. I've preached. Friends, as we prepare to end this year, you need to take stock of destiny so as to be able to position yourself properly as we get set for the brand new year. Somebody say loud amen. Amen. So, like I said, we'll be looking at destiny discovery and fulfillment. Let me quickly show you the discovery part. How do you discover your destiny? In the first service, I gave us six, right? Six. Wow. All right, I'll just touch what I spoke about briefly in the first service. I'll not explain. Go back and watch it. It's on right there on the Facebook and on, of course, on YouTube. Okay, how to discover this? Number one, what God has told you or shown you. Jeremiah 3, verse 3. Go and check what God has shown you. Go and see what God has told you, that this is what you are to do. This is where you are to stay. This is the business you are to do. This is the person you are to marry. This is the line of things you are to do. What has God told you? If God has not told you anything, then this Wednesday, fast, wait on God. Take the scriptures and allow God to tell you something. Every good father gives his children instructions. And don't forget, instructions is the gateway to distinctions. So look out for the word from God. Why do you think, let me tell you, a lot of you think that people that fast and pray, they are fasting because they have no money or they have problem. You don't fast and pray because people that fast and pray is because they have one problem. Maybe they are looking for baby, or they are looking for job, or they want to hit their first 1 million, or they are looking for admission. I hear you. A lot of times when you fast, when you pray, when you do vigils, when you try to secure God's face, is to hear his voice. Is to hear his voice so that your spirit can be connected and you can hear what God is telling you. This week you will hear God's voice. This week you will hear God's voice. This week you will hear God's voice that will launch you to a better year in the name of Jesus. Number two, how to discover your destiny. What do you do? What do you love doing? How to discover your destiny. What do you love doing? What do you enjoy doing? What is it that when you do it, you enjoy it? One of the things I enjoy doing is that I enjoy seeing people's life get better. I enjoy it. I have no problem seeing your life get better. He gives me joy. I'm excited. You were single before you got married. You have done this one. Now, please, baby, sir. Then you have a baby. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Now, what next? Whatever it is you want next. I enjoy. So what do you love doing? What is it that you enjoy? Number three, how do you discover your destiny? What are the things in you that can help others? What do you have in you that can help others? What is your gift? What is your talent? You are not talentless, if there's anything like that. You are not empty. I think it's Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16 or so that says the gift of a man will make room for him. You have talent. You have something. A man's gifts, make it room for him. That's right. There's a room for you. You are not giftless. What is your talent? These are the things that point us to your destiny. The moment you discover the areas you are useful to others, it's a pointer to your destiny. Number four, how do you discover your destiny? What are the things in your life that is on high demand? What do you do that people call you? Oh yeah, come and do it for us. Oh yeah, come and do this for me. Come and do this for me. These are pointers to your destiny. This is showing you your destiny. So I don't know my destiny. What do you do that people like to call you? Oh yeah, come and help us do this. Oh yeah, come and take it. Come and do it. Come on, that's your destiny. What do you do that when you do it for others, it's in high demand. They want you to do more. Number five, all these things I spoke about them extensively in the first service. Am I right? So you can go and watch it. We are talking of destiny here. it's not a play matter. It's a serious matter. Number five, how do I discover my destiny? What are the things that you can achieve with minimal effort? What do you do that is with minimal effort? You don't stress yourself. You don't give yourself too much stress. You don't have to break anybody's head or give people stress before you can do it. You do it with ease. These are pointers to your destiny. It's not the one you are doing and you are struggling with. Something is wrong somewhere. Number six for this service, how to discover your destiny is, what are good desires that will not let go? Okay, I think I got to that in the first service, right? What are good desires that will not let go? Number seven, what do you do that causes doors to open for you easily? What is it that when you do, people favor you? What do you do that people will dash you money? What do you do that people will like you? What do you do people will just honor you? These are pointers to your destiny. What do you do that opens doors for you easily? Anything you are doing and doors are opening as a result, God is already showing you your destiny. I don't know my destiny, but you are doing something and door is opening for you there. You are doing something and God is blessing you there. Number eight, how to discover your destiny is, what do you do that gives you personal satisfaction? What do you do that when you do it, you are satisfied? It's not, much money might not be there. People might not, you might not have all the millions or billions, but when you do it, you are happy. You are excited. You are delighted. You have peace with what you are doing. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? If you are getting what I'm saying, shout a big hallelujah. What you are doing and you have peace with it. You are at peace. Your mind is at peace. Your spirit is at ease. These are pointers to your destiny. Hello. Number eight. You are alert. You are alert, so you receive alerts. I say you are alert, so you receive alert. That person that said number nine first, you know yourself. Be getting ready. He's coming. Number nine. What are you ready to pursue at all costs? What did people discourage you from doing? And you said, I'm ready to pursue it at all costs. What do you want to do? And they say, you can die doing this thing. What do you want to do? And people say, this thing can lead to, it can kill you if you are doing this thing. You say, I will do it. What do you want to do? And people say, many people did this thing and they were not able to succeed. How are you sure you're going to succeed? You still said, I will persevere. This is a pointer to destiny. What is it that you love to do and your brothers, your sisters, your parents, people around you have spoken that, it's not possible for somebody, like, we don't even know, are you sure you can? And your heart is still very optimistic, very hopeful. Like we heard on Wednesday, that you will still do well. These are pointers to your destiny. Your parents looked at this side that you would do well as a medical student or as a medical doctor, but you looked at another side and said, this is the area that God is leading me to, and you are ready to risk your life for it. These are pointers to your destiny. Whatever you are ready to pursue at all costs, because you must know that when you are pursuing destiny, no sacrifice will be too much for you. Every destiny requires sacrifice. When you are in the line of destiny, no price is too big to pay for destiny. When you are actually in line of destiny, no price will be too difficult. That's why I always say, when you talk about destiny, and you know you have a destiny, and you are not ready to pay the price, you are joking. You think the devil will just sit down and just be looking at you? He'll just be fulfilling your destiny like that. He will just fold his hand like this. He'll just be doing well. That good guy will just come. You don't even pray. You don't even do anything. He just toast you like that. After he just toast you, by the following day, just say, marry me next week. He'll just marry you like that. And everything just goes. That one is inside newspaper punch or inside a storybook. It's not real life. In real life, until you are ready to contend, until you are ready to see destiny birthed, you are joking. you are playing. And that's why a lot of times when we have time out to pray, when we have time to fast in the church, when we have vigils, and I don't see many people. I see many others, but I see some who are not that. I just wonder. I say, how? How do you want to fulfill destiny with comfort, without any sacrifice? The one that will fulfill destiny is the one that will pay the price of destiny. You know, one of the price of destiny, for example, is that, do you know that you cannot be sexually loose and fulfill destiny? I hope you know that. You can never be sexually loose and fulfill destiny. Impossible. You cannot. As in, nothing in sight passes you and you just turn your eye, you want to pursue destiny, the law has disappeared. The destiny has gone. It's in past tense. It's gone. The destiny, it's gone. Do you know you cannot fulfill destiny loving sleep too much? If you love sleep too much, you can't. Anyway, no time. So let's wrap this up. We'll continue on Wednesday. Quickly. So that's how to discover, right? Now, how do I fulfill destiny? I'll give us a few. In the first service, I gave us how many? 5. Okay, so I'll just add a few more. Number one, how do you fulfill your destiny? Number one, are you ready for this? Discover God's plan for your life. Discover God's plan. That's why during this period, as we're praying for the new year, I'm not saying you should start fasting now. So that it will not be January, you not say, I can't fast. But there are some things you can do, aside from, of course, Wednesday fasting and all that, that can help you to discover what God wants for your life. For example, you can spend more time with God. It's against social media. Akatosi krakatusia lefina tusia takradush ikakatia lakatosa irakakakata rato. You don't have to shout that 7 houses will be hearing, because you'll be shouting now. Within 7 minutes, you are already tired. Kalafradushka diata katoa retita idagia kakoladia retusakatia kakaluba. With your notepad, God is speaking to you. Just for the purpose of discovery. So that your destiny can access recovery. Friends, we are talking of destiny here. Friends, we are talking of destiny here. We are talking of life here. We are talking of lifetime here. It's not a play matter. It's not something that you toy with, you put inside the, you put inside bathroom. Number two, how do I fulfill my destiny? You must live a life of gratitude and thanksgiving. Psalm 67, 5 to 7. Psalm 137, verse 14. All the scriptures, please go and read it. No time. How do you want to fulfill destiny when you are not grateful? Which generation is more ungrateful than this, our own? Which generation is more ungrateful than this, our generation? There's no generation than this, our generation. And God is just looking at us that, can't you remember where I brought you from? That was what those guys were trying to say. It's just that they wasted too much time. You know, they didn't go straight to the point. When you are giving testimony, because of time, you are fast. But that was what they were trying to say, that God, I know what you have done for me. You have really helped me. It's just that you took too much time. Praise God. You must always think. This is what brings gratitude. When you think, God, 1 year ago I was in debt, or I was in so, look at me now. You are now so engrossed with thanks. One of the of our pastors did his birthday recently. And people, well, I know some people have wondered one of the reasons why I really was thanking God so much for him. Many reasons. But one of the particular reasons I told him last Sunday, I've never told him that thing before, and I told him last Sunday. I said, I remember when you did your 40th birthday. Things were not as good as this. I remember that day you came to church and you were shedding tears. You hid the tears, but you know, a father we always see sometimes. You know, when people try to hide some things, when you are hiding that you are in pain, somebody will sense it, will see it. Are you getting what I'm saying? I saw the tears. But a few years down the line, it's a new story entirely. It's a new story entirely. Friends, where is your gratitude? Destiny must not be toyed with. Destiny must be grateful. All this dancing we are doing here is child's play compared to what we do in our own personal one. Because if not for God, if not for God's grace, if not for God's mercy, enemy would have destroyed us. Enemy would have wasted every one of us long time. To God alone be all the glory. See how to fulfill your destiny, serve faithfully. And this comes to the issue, to the workers and even non-workers. Faithfulness in service is getting missing in the body of Christ. Many now is only show. Any department where they will not see you, you don't want to serve there. Any department where nobody will see you, where it's possible for somebody to be able to toast you there, you don't want to serve there. Any department where they will not showcase you, you don't want to serve there. How? Where? How did it happen? How did your spiritual life get to that level? Service must be selfless. Service must be devoid of eye service. Ephesians 6 verse 5 and 6. Ephesians 6 verse 5 and 6. It must be devoid of eye service. Not service of when the HOD is there or when the resident pastor is there, we serve. Okay, look at that. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. He didn't say master, he didn't say God. Now he's saying people that are overseeing you. He said be obedient to their instruction. He said with fear and trembling. But what do we see today? There's no fear, there's no trembling. In the singleness of heart, I'm still on it. As unto Christ. Now, next one, please. Verse 6. He said, not your service must not be with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. When you are serving, serve faithfully, serve passionately, serve with everything you have. Serve with everything you have. Serve with utmost good faith, like we say it. Is it in law or something? Serve with sincerity. And serve consistently. Don't serve today, break tomorrow. Serve today, break tomorrow. What kind of service is that? You know the problem with a lot of us, a lot of workers, these present day workers, we expect 100% perfection from those around us and those that are leading us. It's not possible. You expect 100% perfection. You are not perfect. But you expect them to be perfect. This HOD, he got angry today. He's a human being sometimes. This person mistakenly stepped on my leg. Yes, it's normal. You are dealing with human beings. Leave that gap that these people you are dealing with are still human beings. They are not the Almighty God. Nobody can taste fulfillment in destiny without service. Nobody can taste fulfillment of destiny without not just service, genuine service. And that's why I always tell people, don't come to church and do nothing. Do something. Do something. No matter how busy you are, do something. Somebody blessed already, shout a big hallelujah. Number D, live by the word. If you want to fulfill your destiny, live by the word. Obey the word. Obey scriptures. Obey the word. Obey what the Bible is telling you. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall, my screen is off. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to what is written thereof. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the plot of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. In the law of the Lord, in this law he meditates day and night. So this man shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the living water, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The word of God is so vital for every believer. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. The word of God is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, in instruction. The word of God is not just something you put on somewhere, put under the pillow and you carry it once a while. This is the manual for living. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. E, how can I fulfill my destiny? Keep planting the right seed. Keep planting the right seed. If you can't plant yam and then you want to harvest cocoyam, you can't plant plantain and then you want to harvest coconut. No. If you want to harvest something good in your destiny, keep planting something good. If you want to harvest something good in your family, keep planting something wonderful. That's how it works. I don't know why things are not, I'm not reaping. You are not reaping because you are not planting. Just take it. You are not reaping because you did not plant. You did not put money in the account. You took ATM there. You say, this ATM is golden color, Visa. So you should give me Visa to. It doesn't work that way. No wonder the Bible tells us, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, that he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. Life is about cause and effects. What you are putting in will determine what. If you are not yet getting something that is okay, and you are sure you are putting something in, don't worry, it will come. It means your harvest will be very, very big when it comes. So keep putting in into it. But when you are putting in something good, and then you now stop, your harvest will be small. But I pray for you today, you will have a massive harvest in Jesus' name. F, as I begin to round up, how to fulfill your destiny, flee from sin. And I think I've spoken a little bit about that. You can fulfill destiny mesmerizing with sin. Yes, you have been in sin before. Yes, you have known about sin. You have mingled with sin. You have courted sin. You have you've done a lot of sin with it. But now that you are now in the light, cut it off. There are some decisions nobody can make for you. You are the one that will make the decision. Who can make the decision for you now to stop alcohol? You are the one that will make the decision. You make the decision on time before doctors will tell you that one organ has packed up. Who will make the decision for you to stop womanizing? You have to make the decision on time before they will tell you that they will cut off your something, that there's a problem there. Hello. Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach. And you know what the devil's trick? Sin is sweet. Sin. Anybody that tells you sin is not sweet is a lie. Sin is sweet. But you know, no matter how sweet it is, when you know that something is inside it that has poisoned it, if you are wise, you run away from it. Are you getting what I'm saying? If sin were something that they use people to sweet, you will not go near it now. If they tell you that this sin, you know, inside it, Gabalin 20 is mixed with it, you will not go near it. You already know, but say, they will make it look so nice. They will make sin look so tantalizing. You say this thing. Your body will do. Your heart will be beating fast. Sin is the killer of destiny. And lastly, refuse to run away from divine opportunities. Destiny fulfillment will always come when you refuse to run away from divine opportunities. In Judges chapter 11, verse 1 to 11, you can read it when you get home, the story of Jephthah. Jephthah was rejected because he was a son of a harlot. He was a son of a harlot. And his brothers rejected him. Now, the Ammonites came against the children of Israel. When you get home, go and read it. I don't have time again. Let me stop here. The Ammonites came against the children of Israel. And they went to meet him and said, Oga, we know you can fight war. Come and fight for us. He said, if I fight for you, I will now become your captain. My destiny is to be the head over you and to rule over you. But I will fight, but I won't fight for nothing. Because you know it's very risky. I might lose my life. They said, no problem. And he went to fight. And he came back with victory. Nobody can fulfill destiny running away. Fasting. Say, I don't like fasting. Oh yeah, let's pray. I don't like pray. Oh yeah, let's do VG. I don't like it. Oh yeah, let's do evangelism. I don't remember. Oh yeah, let's do one business. Say, business. I don't know. Oh yeah, what do you really want to do? One of the things that I'll be trusting God to help me to do, I want to be having regular meeting with people in business now, maybe from January, as God gives me the time. Business and careers. Because many of us just think that things just happen just like that. It doesn't happen just like that. There is work to do. Destiny must not be toyed with. Rise up on your feet.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.